This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hi.
Hey, honey.
What you been doing?
I went back to see you a little bit.
What did he say?
That it was good that I showed you affection when you were crying.
That is good. But it also might be really bad. Because you might be tricking me into thinking I can trust you. And that might be the most dangerous thing for our kids. What?
I'm not trying to trick you.
You told me that your mom didn't talk to your counselors on the phone.
Sorry.
You shouldn't have told me that.
Sorry, I told you that.
You told me that you were sure they didn't read the email she sent them.
I felt pretty sure about that, but you're right, I'm not 100% sure.
You shouldn't have told me that.
Sorry.
You tried to convince me that you convinced them that your mom was crazy and they shouldn't pay attention to anything she said. Dustin?
Yeah.
Did you read the email that your mom sent to your counselors?
Yeah. It's been a while, but I read it. It's fine.
And what did you think about it? What?
But I think she's a nut.
But what did you think about what she said?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I think that it was for her.
That it was what?
Typical her.
Yeah? Which is honest and accurate? Or which is dishonest and inaccurate?
Dishonest and inaccurate.
Did you talk to Nathan about that?
Yeah.
Relative to the email?
Yeah. But
you told him that you thought it was dishonest?
I don't know how to tell you this, but they were so dismissive, like, I did not register with any of them.
You represented to Nathan that you felt your mom's email was dishonest and inaccurate and not to be trusted?
Yes.
Because you sent Nathan an email that said, this is actually mostly accurate, LOL.
Well, honestly, I don't remember the email, so I guess.
I just can't believe
that
she
sent Ted.
No, the original one was super long. She sent it to Nathan. And you wrote to Nathan to make sure that Nathan knew that it was mostly accurate.
Okay. I remember that now.
It's not okay. It's not okay that you're lying to me.
I'm not lying to you.
It is. It is. If you're telling me that you told Nathan that he shouldn't trust what your mom wrote and that it was not accurate, that paints one picture of what is happening with you psychologically when you're sitting at Honey Lake for a month. And when you tell me, or when I know the truth, which is that you're lying about that right now, and everything that your mom wrote in that letter, even if your counselors didn't read it, was what you in your heart really believed and is what you were saying out loud to your counselors and what you were saying out loud to your friends there and what you were having affirmed. And that matters to me. It matters. It's really, really, really important that you're honest with me about what's going on in your head, because your behavior hasn't been making sense for a very long time now. And you're putting a lot of things in emails to a lot of people that would explain that erratic behavior, because if you actually believe those things, then you should be pursuing terminating my parental rights. Because that woman that your mother described in her email is not fit to be a mother to your children. What?
I guess I gotta go back and read that email.
I don't think you should. I don't think that that is a healthy thing for you to... Like, please don't do that.
Okay.
Please don't do that ever again. That's... It's beyond horrific.
I understand that when you say it's beyond horrific, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you've been talking to your mom pretty much every day for a few months now. So I think you have a pretty good idea.
I've been talking to my mom for a few months now. I have not.
Well, you've been talking to her a lot for a few months now. She claims that you told her that you don't trust anyone and you don't think anyone has your best interest at heart except her and Jeff and the people at your workplace.
I did not tell her that.
So she is lying or you're lying.
I wonder which.
Exactly. Justin, I just feel like you don't grasp. I feel like you don't grasp the severity of what she just did.
When you say what she just did, what do you mean?
Spending all that money to get you into that clinic? To convince everybody that your wife is manipulative and your wife lies and your wife has your self-esteem down and your wife has you questioning your own reality? Like,
didn't do that, Erin. She's not trying to.
It's in the mess. No, it's actually in that email, literally. Although I didn't. Like, all those words were actually in there. That's not my take on her email. That's say a word that you think is not.
Put me in a mental health clinic to convince everybody that whatever you just said. Put me in a mental health clinic because I was suicidal.
Well, it's pretty amazing how she capitalized on that. She did. That whole thing that she did. That whole thing, yes, that whole thing that she did, calling me and saying that she urgently needed me to call her and would not tell me why. And then saying it's an emergency but would not text me why, but I had to get on the phone with her. Can you think about that? Why somebody would do that if they were actually worried that their son was about to die?
Because she wanted you to call me, I think. I mean,
she wouldn't tell
know.
Me that.
I don't really want
she wouldn't
hurt
even
you.
Tell me that. It was just an emergency.
You just said she wanted you to come on the phone.
To call her. I needed to call her immediately. It was an emergency, and she wouldn't say what. So I was worried about you, and I had Brianna call her because we wanted to make sure that you were safe and everybody was okay. She wouldn't tell Brianna. I just have to talk to Erin. Is that the actions of somebody who's actually worried that their son is about to die?
Honey.
She spun a whole long thing to Nathan about, and a whole long thing to you, about how your wife was not acting as a loving wife to you or a mother to your children or even a friend. She doesn't have your best interest at heart. She doesn't even care about your physical safety. You can't have somebody in your life who's going to cause you to question your self-worth like this. On that day, she couldn't have cared less whether you lived or died. Do you understand that she was laying groundwork for being able to make those claims about me not being there for you when you were suicidal and convincing you that she's the only person who is there for you?
Nobody thinks that.
But do you understand that's actually in the email? Do you understand that's literally in the email your mom sent?
I guess.
And you understand that you sent Nathan an email that said, this is actually mostly accurate, LOL.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying that it's accurate that you're worse than a friend.
That I was not there for you when you were suicidal. Do you understand that she actually actively created that scenario intentionally? Like, we were there for you. We were ready to get in a car and drive to you anywhere you were. And she's doing weird conniving. Like, that's not normal. I looked at Brianna and I was like, if Dustin's in trouble, which is this? And Brianna's like, no, she wouldn't. It's just not what somebody does when they think someone's in danger.
Well, you guys were wrong about that. And
no, your mom was wrong. Your mom was wrong.
She was acting irrationally because she's irrational in general and because she was under extreme stress. But none of that has anything to do with her inappropriate letter.
That you said was accurate.
Said it was mostly accurate, and I'm not looking at it now to know if that was a good judgment or not. there's nobody, including her, that thinks that you're not there for me or a bad mother or any of that.
That's not true. She put that in the email. And you said that it was accurate.
I do not think that. I did not leave my counselors with that impression or anything even remotely like that.
Quote, when Dustin called me and shared he wasn't sure he could hang on that day, Erin refused to take my call. She showed no desire to be a wife, a mother to his children, a friend, or any attempt whatsoever to offer human kindness or desire to help save his life. I knew my son was struggling to not danger himself, and the only person I could turn to turned her back and involved her, quote, friend, unquote. That really complicated the situation that day and had me guessing that she was only trying to escalate the situation. Erin also refuses any dialogue with me, which was not warranted. Most recently, I tried to contact her regarding picking up kids to visit Dustin at Honey Lake via text message. We were hopeful that she would do this for him. She did not answer. Perhaps I overstepped, and I won't make that mistake again, as Dustin doesn't want me in the middle, and I understand. But I finally asked her if she is avoiding answering because she doesn't want documentation that she's refusing him his visitation. She knew the kids would be well taken care of and safe. I feel for her it is all about power and control, even at the risk of the kids' relationship with their father. You told Nathan that mostly accurate, and that's only like one small part of an extremely, 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 extremely long letter that says untrue things about me.
Well, and characterizes me
very poorly.
I'm sorry.
You told Nathan it was mostly accurate. And I just don't get the part where somebody says these untrue things about your wife and you don't hurt them. I don't understand how you don't shut that down as a man. Or not, I mean, even not hurt them, but how could you... I just don't know how you don't fight for your wife's honor when she's being slandered like that. And I don't understand when you see your mom lying about me and twisting things and making me look bad, how you get on the phone and spill with her all the details of our next conversation after that.
Conversation.
Like when I'm on the phone with you and you're at Honey Lake and you're calling her and saying, Erin wants to be added to my medical record here. She doesn't trust that I'm not giving the team here unbiased view of our situation. Like knowing that your mom's going to take that and say that I'm trying to control and manipulate. Like, why do you keep giving her all these details? The whole time you're there, you're telling her what I'm saying about everything.
Sorry.
How does she know that we were having a meeting with CA on Monday? Like, that is creepy freaky to me for her to have access to. She knew that we were having a meeting with CA on Monday evening?
Okay.
Like, how is this? I don't understand how this is still happening.
What?
That she's getting all this information that she is obviously going to twist to try to destroy our family. I don't understand why you would give her access to something that's so dangerous for your kids.
I
don't know what you mean dangerous for my kids. She calls me and asks me what I'm doing, so I tell her.
But is that a safe thing to do? Like, do you really trust that she's going to take that information and use it in an honorable way?
What is she going to do with it?
She's telling people that I'm manipulating you. She wrote a long message about how I'm manipulating you emotionally and how I'm putting you through all this turmoil in order to control you and give myself a leg up in our divorce settlement. And you say that's mostly accurate. And you just lied to me on the phone and told me that you told Nathan that her email was untrue.
I told him that, and then I read it, and I thought at the time that it was mostly true.
I know, but tonight you told me that you told Nathan that it was untrue.
As I did, and that's what I remembered.
You remembered what?
I remember him telling me that she sent an email and that I told him to completely disregard it.
Yeah.
My mom. My mom's a liar.
And then you read it and said this is actually mostly accurate.
Okay. Well, I'm not looking at it, so I
know,
don't know.
But you understand that this is a big deal? You lying to me is a big deal, and you lying to me about really big things related to your psychological care is a big deal.
I haven't lied to you about
to let me go along thinking that you told Nathan that that email was untrue, when in reality you told Nathan that it was actually mostly true. That's a big deal.
I agree with you. That's a big deal. That it wasn't a lie. I wasn't lying to you.
It was a lie, Dustin. It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It was.
Listen.
If you say you can disregard that my mom's crazy before you read it, and then you read it and you said that's actually mostly true, LOL, and then now you tell me that you told him it was untrue, you're saying something that's a lie.
I'm not telling you a lie. There's no
you
lie.
Already did. Already.
No, I didn't.
You already did.
No, I didn't.
Dustin, you told me that you told Nathan it was untrue.
That's what I remembered.
But that's not true.
But it's true.
You remembering something doesn't make it true, obviously.
I did tell him that.
Before you read it, you told him it was probably untrue, but that's not telling him it's actually untrue. That's just telling him my mom's kind of crazy. But when you read it and you say that's actually accurate, that's when you're actually telling him whether if the actual text is true or false. So regardless of how sketchy your memory is on stuff like this, for you to represent to me that you told him it was untrue when you actually told him it was mostly accurate, is a lie. This is where we struggle, and this is where we've always struggled, with you saying things that are not true.
All right.
It's not. I also don't know why, when you had already started telling me that this is, you know, you're so sorry that you've been so bad to me and you wanted to work on our marriage and you were sorry, all that, why you're still talking to Julie on the phone for hours at a time.
not talking to Julie for hours or at all.
You were. In November, which was after she wasn't even your senior super anymore.
I mean, we talked a few times.
For over an hour at a time, when she wasn't even your senior super anymore.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But you're not being honest with me. What?
What would you like me to do differently, Erin?
I would like you to be completely honest with me.
Well, I'm trying.
It's weird. Not
again.
No, you're not. You're not. You're not even trying. You're trying to trick me into thinking you're trustworthy, but you're not trying to actually be completely honest with me.
I am trying to be honest with you.
No, you're not. You're not. I mean, seriously, what sense does it even make for you to not tell me about your actual inappropriate relationship with Julie?
I have, Erin.
Huh?
I have.
No, you haven't. You've lied all about it and mischaracterized it horrifically. And you know that. And I can't understand why. I can't understand if you think I won't forgive you. I can't understand if you think that I won't respect you. I can't understand if you think that it'll hurt my feelings and make me feel bad about myself. Like, I don't know. You just do it, and I can't figure out why.
I can't figure out what we're talking about.
What? What?
I can't figure out what we're talking about.
We're talking about your extremely inappropriate relationship with Julie, how intimate you were with her, how close you were, how real your connection was, and how two-sided it was. That's what we're talking about, and you're pretending that you've told me everything.
I have told you everything.
You haven't told me an hour's worth of dialogue, when in reality, you've had hundreds of hours of worth of dialogue.
Not had hundreds of hours worth of dialogue.
You haven't told me about all the care that she showed you about us splitting up after the fact. What?
What does that mean?
What?
What does that mean? I don't.
What do you mean? What does it mean? I'm saying that you aren't. You can't pretend that you're telling me everything about your inappropriate relationship with Julie. Do you sense that this,
what we talked about?
Yeah, but do you remember that you were intimate with her? Do you remember that she really liked you? Do you remember all the ways that she showed you affection? Like,
probably not.
And do you sense that this is not working between you and I? Because
as a friend. Like, as a friend. Do I sense what?
She went out of her way to spend time alone with you. Like, I don't understand why you're feeling this need to just minimize it and cover it up. Yeah, it is. The important thing for you is that you get across that it was as a friend. That's what's important to you. That doesn't sound like your main concern is being open and honest.
I am being open and honest, honey.
And you can't think of why you would have been talking to her for hours after she wasn't even your senior anymore. Can't even imagine.
Yeah, we talked about what was going on.
I'm sorry, you talked about what?
We talked about what was going on.
About what? About what? With Roger?
On the bat.
With Gene?
Of that.
Is that what you're referring to? Is that what you were on the phone with her for an hour about?
No, she was seeing how I was doing because I was not doing well.
And you answered her phone call?
Yeah.
How did you feel about her calling you?
I don't know.
Did it make you feel like she cared about you?
Yeah.
Looking back, can you see that that was delusional?
It was delusional? No, I think she cared about me.
There's no way that somebody who cares about you would do that to you.
Okay, why did she call me?
Probably made her feel good. Chad probably doesn't appreciate her. But there's no way that she could care about you and do that to you on the phone for an hour.
What?
That's fucking sick, Dustin.
What?
That's fucking sick, and you know it.
Yeah.
Huh?
She didn't do anything.
She called you on the phone, and she talked to you for over an hour. She knew, Dustin. She knew.
What?
She knew that you had the hots for her.
She knew that your relationship with her had been inappropriate. She knew that you were showing her love and affection. She knew that you guys were flirting. She knew that you were sexually attracted to her. And when she found out that your marriage was ending, she called and talked to you for over an hour. Do you have any idea how white trash that is? Do you have any idea how many billions of miles beneath me that is to call somebody else's husband when they're going through something like what you were going through?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to tell you at the time because I don't want you to think that, like, I don't know. I need to put down Julie or something, but, like, do you understand that she's, like, gross and promiscuous and lacking in basic character?
Yeah.
Like, you know her pretty intimately. You can see these things, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't see how you could think on the same day that you're texting me and saying that you would do anything to fix our marriage, and you're so sorry for how you've hurt me, and you just want to make things better, and you would do anything, that you think it makes sense to spend that kind of time giving emotionally intimate information about your sacred marriage to a whore. Like, do you see how irrational your behavior has been for months?
Do you see here how irrational it was?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Are you proud of it? Did it feel good at the time?
Yeah.
Do you know that sin is like that?
Yeah.
That's why Aaron kept telling you that you were deeply deceived. He was telling you in August that you were deeply deceived by your own sin, and he was telling you in October that you were deeply deceived by your own sin, and he was telling you in November that you were deeply deceived in your own sin, and you were seeking out comfort and happiness and satisfaction and good feelings in Julie still. And you know why Julie was able to give that to you?
What?
I said, you know, Julie was able to give that to you because she didn't know the truth about everything you had done. And because she was getting good feelings out of you in a perverted way, too. But, like, when I asked you about it tonight, you still lied to me.
Why?
Huh?
About what?
About talking to her.
I'm not even good about talking to her. Saying that I lied to you about talking to her.
What?
Are you saying I lied to you about talking to her?
What?
Why did you say I lied to you about talking to
her? Because when I first asked, you didn't say, oh yeah, when we were divorcing, Julie was showing me a lot of compassion, and I would be on the phone with her for long periods of time just telling her about what we were going through and pouring out my heart to her. Like, that wasn't your response. Your response was, I wasn't still talking to Julie. Like, yeah, you were. Well, only maybe a few times. What? What?
Nice.
What?
You're what? Acting like I was still talking to her, and I wasn't, and you said, well, you talked to her in November, and I said, yes.
Yeah.
Not a lie.
Oh, because when I said, we're still talking to her, you thought I meant, like, right now? Steph?
Yes.
No, I think specified, like, after we had separated. Yeah. I didn't mean right now, obviously. Sorry. But it would help if, in general, in conversation, your actual drive was to tell everything.
It is, Aaron. I can't put my finger on it, but you have some
lack of trust in the person who's lied to me a ton.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Even
that,
today. But it's called a lack of trust in a person who has lied to me a ton, even today. That's what it's called. That's not a psychological problem. That's a healthy thing that humans can choose to do to protect themselves from someone who is predatory.
And do you also recognize that that is different than making assumptions about...
No. No. No, it is completely reasonable of me when I ask you...
It's not reasonable to make assumptions of things that aren't, that somebody hasn't said. That's not actually the question I...
Because I asked about you... Because technically what I asked you was about you still talking to her after we separated.
Okay.
And you said no.
You said, are you, like, still talking to her?
No, I didn't say.
Separated.
If
you had asked me, had you talked to her since we separated, I would have said yes, because we have.
Yeah, and you said a few times.
Yeah.
And when I asked you about why, you, I don't know.
And I have to be like, this is ridiculous for you to finally just say, well, what was going on? Like, I'm just saying that there is a high level of subverting, admitting to your highly inappropriate relationship and the extent to which you were still carrying it out on the same day that you were trying to convince me that you had repented. You were still engaging in inappropriate extramarital relations on the same day that you wanted me to believe that you had repented. That's significant information in a conversation about your continuation of communication with Julie. That's not something to sweep over under the rug with a generic statement of, I don't really remember what we talked about.
Anything under the rug, Erin.
Yes, it does not make sense to say, I don't remember exactly what we talked about what was going on. Like, that is not a reasonable way to be open about this huge sin of cheating on your wife that you're needing to actually repent of and not just say you're repenting of while you're carrying it on. It's a big deal for you to tell me that when you have the opportunity and not hope that you're not going to be forced to talk about it.
I did tell you, Erin.
What?
I did tell you.
No, you didn't. I mean, you mean I 50 questioned you into it? That's not the same. I mean, honestly, like, I just don't see how. I just don't see how you can get your head on straight when you're spending as much time as you're spending filling your mind with your mom's wrong perceptions of me. When you're spending
as
much
time... I don't fill my mind with any of my mom's perceptions ever. Erin.
That's
ever.
Not true. You talked to her today.
Because I had to.
You didn't, but you chose to. You understand she's calling you and shaming you for going to church. I don't know why you would want to imagine that doesn't affect your head.
Erin, nothing that my mom ever says affects my head.
That's not true. That's not true. That is not what you told me yesterday. No. No, you came over yesterday and you specifically told me that it was messing with your head.
She's messing with my head, calling me and crying.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't affect my opinion of you.
But it affects your psychological health. It affects your ability to look at things circumspectly.
What does that mean?
You know, with the all-around view?
No, it doesn't affect that.
And I don't see how you're going to be able to spend time with these people at work. Like, you think that the people at work love you and support you, but they only know about your delusion. Like, I don't understand how that's a healthy place for you to be.
They
I don't even
affect me either, Erin.
What?
They don't affect me either.
But you told me specifically that you thought that they agreed with you and affirmed you and supported you and actually cared about
you. Supported me and
but
they care about me.
But you think that the people at our church were not supporting you. You thought the people at our church were not caring about you. You thought people at our church were not loving you. But that's because the people at our church were calling you to repentance because they actually knew about your sin. And so you're going to all the people who don't know about your sin, and you're letting them affirm you, and you're letting yourself feel cared for by them. And then the people who actually care for you, because they know the ugly parts and the bad parts and will still make gigantic sacrifices for you, are the people who you're imagining are against you and messing up your emotional health and not caring for you. I just can't see how that's healthy.
You really did, Aaron.
What?
I don't want to argue with you. Also, I don't know how long I can stay here. David's situation.
What?
The David situation here is a little difficult.
What?
The situation over here with the arguing with David, it's not good for me. I'll just suffer through it.
What?
Never mind. It just gives me anxiety.
You treated me pretty badly today. I need you to know that if your friends from Honey Lake were sitting at the kitchen table with us all day long today, just today, they would never, ever, ever go back to thinking about you the way that they currently think about you.
Why?
Hmm?
Why, Aaron?
Because you were not good to me.
How can I be better to you?
I mean, if you're going to say I'm doing whatever you tell me to do, then when I ask you to cancel your Rush membership, you should smile and be filled with joy that you have an opportunity to love your wife. Not huff at her and roll your eyes and demean her and minimize her concerns and then later complain that it's because she won't work. Or because she won't let you access the equity that is rightfully yours and your properties. Like, those are really horrible, abusive things. They're not minor. They're not part of a normal, like, normal marital conflict.
That's really, really bad.
Sorry.
And I just don't think that. I just don't think that you could bring yourself to do those things and say those things and have those rolling eye mannerisms in front of your friends from Honey Lake and keep up your false persona. But that's just like a few examples. So you were actually treating me like dirt all day long. And that's because you've made a promise to me that you're willing to do whatever I ask. Dustin, I feel so betrayed that you say things, like you repeat things to your mom that I've said to you in marriage.
Sorry.
Like, I wasn't going into...
If I thought that feel betrayed.
What?
I wouldn't have told her anything that I thought you would feel betrayed.
Well, this is a recorded line. And I am stating right now that I will feel betrayed if you ever tell your mother anything that I say or anything that I do. She lies.
That puts me in a really terrible position.
She is not a safe person. It is not okay. It is not okay. It is not okay. She is not safe. Someone who is willing to lie and bear false testimony about somebody in order to gain an advantage over them is not a safe person. Because she's going to take it and she's going to manipulate it and she's going to use it the way she wants to use it. You understand I'm saying she lied about her phone conversation with me, right?
Oh.
And it wasn't for a minor thing. It was for a major thing. She said right in that email that the children wouldn't be okay until I get help for myself. Because I tried to run you over with a car, and I slapped you so hard I knocked your glasses off your face. Like, do you understand what she does with that information?
Oh.
And do you understand that that's a lie? Like, that you're lying and telling your mom that I tried to run you over with a car in front of the children? Or no, do you actually believe that?
I don't know, honey. You made me scared. You made the children scared.
Yeah, but you understand I've fled from you, and I've asked many, many people, okay, if this happened to you and the person ran away from you and got in their car, but then you started to approach their car and they honked their horn at you, and when you stopped moving, they...
The car.
When they stopped moving.
I was trying to figure out what we were going to do with our kids.
No, you came all the way up to the window. You actually came all the way up to the window of the car and you were talking to me. So you can't say you didn't approach it because you actually came all the way to the window and were talking to me through the window.
I don't really remember.
I know.
That,
I'm just saying I've asked many, many people what they would think if they were approaching a car and when they approached, the person would lay on the horn. But when they stopped approaching, the horn stopped blaring. When they approached the car, the person honked the horn, and when they stopped,
the
honking
horn,
the horn
stopped.
Going up and down the street. Like,
No, that's not true. I was only honking the horn when the car was the car was in park when I was honking, and I was honking when you were approaching the car. And everybody I've asked that to has said, if that happened, I would think that that person was trying to tell me not to come.
Well.
And instead, you came all the way up to the car, knowing that I was fearful enough to flee the house from you, knowing that I was fearful enough to lay on the horn to try to stop you from coming. You still approached the car. And then I said, I'm
a little bit baffled that you're saying that you were fearful, but we obviously need to hand the kids off. So I have to figure out what we were actually going to do.
I know, but you were standing there going, I can sleep here tonight if I want to.
I'm getting that.
What?
I'm not standing there going, I can sleep here tonight if I want to.
That's exactly what you said. That's exactly what you said. I can sleep here tonight if I want to. You can't tell me to leave. It is my house. Exactly. That's what you were saying to me. So don't tell me you're baffled why I would be scared.
I am baffled why you're scared.
I was just at the log house and we asked you to leave and you did not leave when you were asked. And then you moved to the McDonald's house and I didn't move back into our house. And I specifically messaged you when you said, our house is vacant. I guess I'm going to move back into it if you're not going to. I specifically messaged you and I said, well, I didn't move right back in, honestly, because you've just shown that you're not willing to leave a residence when you're asked to. And I'm not particularly wanting to be in a place where I'm not going to have the legal right to ask you to leave. Please give the children and I peace if we're in that house. And the very first time we had to do a drop-off here, you stood in our living room and you said, it's my house. I can sleep here if I want to, knowing that I was fearful of being in a house where I couldn't legally get back up to get you to leave if I needed to. I'm just saying that is completely reasonable for someone to be scared because that is really creepy, really erratic behavior from someone who knows that somebody is scared to live in a house that they can't leave and call the police
behavior.
Ask you to leave.
Okay.
It is. It is extremely unreasonable for you to be thinking, okay, here's a woman who said she's scared to live in this house because if she calls the police, she can't get them to ask me to leave. That's the reason that she was still living displaced in a house with seven other people.
Not displaced in their house. That's not displaced.
No, I'm saying the reason I was still living, you knew I was still living at the law house for many days, several days, after you were living at the McDonald's. And the house at Stanley Drive was vacant, and you were specifically told that I was leaving the house at Stanley Drive vacant because I was scared to be at a place that I couldn't get you to leave when asked because you had just demonstrated at the laws that you don't necessarily leave when you're asked. So you knew
that
I was a woman who was scared.
Not accurate at all.
You did. You did not leave when I asked you to. And when Brianna asked you to, you turned to her husband and said, I was of the impression this was your house too.
That's because we were having a conversation.
But you did not leave when I asked you to. You did not leave when
I
asked you to. You did not leave when I asked you to. You did not leave when I asked you to. I asked you to leave, and you stood there, and you still were making additional claims after I asked you to leave, making additional claims about how you had the right to talk to me before we make major decisions about our children's education.
Well, of course I did.
And then I said, it wasn't until I said that, but that was after you'd already said it 50,000 times, and you'd been notified that it was distressing Simon. And I said, if the next words out of your mouth are just to blame me for not talking to you about the kids before I enrolled them in school, then I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And the next words out of your mouth were that. And then I asked you to leave. And the next words out of your mouth were that again.
And us having to have a plan.
You already said it so many times, and you were actually unwelcome in that house, and it was actually distressing me. It was actually distressing Kevin and Brianna, who you obviously didn't care what else they had going on in their life. Actually distressing children. Your presence was not helping anything.
You invited me over there. That's the whole rationale for me being there in the first place.
That's No, that's not true. That was your first overnight with the kids, and you were bringing them back from an overnight. That was not a whole scheduled thing.
First overnight with the kids?
Yes.
I think that's accurate.
The kids slept here at Stanley Drive with you the night before.
Well, I don't recall that, but it...
Well, that's what happened.
I have no interest in studying all this with you.
But I'm saying that you told your mom that I tried to run you over with a car, and I'm saying that it was obvious that I was scared of you, and it was obvious
right. That
I
wasn't actually
talk.
Super obvious to me. It wasn't super obvious to the children. But
I've talked to many people who have said that if somebody ran away from them and got in the car, and when they tried to approach the car, the person honked at them, they would take that as a sign that that person was scared and didn't want them to approach the car. That's reasonable. And when I drove
the car,
to
the, it was you approaching me in the driveway.
No, the
and
car
I was there
in park.
Trying to figure
nope,
out
the car
what
was
you were going to do to take
nope,
care of her
the car
kids.
Was in park. Nope, the car was in
the
park.
The car wasn't in park when it's
when
driving at me.
The car was in park. The car was in park when I was honking the
How
horn.
How can the car be in park when it's moving?
The car was in park when I was honking the horn to signal to you that you should not approach the vehicle. I went to the neighbor's driveway to get some distance. I came back hoping that I could flash the headlights onto your truck to show you that you could follow those lights to go get in your truck. Because if you would go to your truck, then I would be safe to enter my own house.
Without, I don't recall you doing that. My truck was not oriented at our front door, which is where I was with the children. I don't know what else.
You understand? I'm telling you that when I came back from the neighbor's driveway, I came in at an angle to face the headlights onto your truck, which was in a different driveway. And I flashed them at your truck to show you that you could go to the truck.
I'm not going to go to my truck and leave my children when their mother's, like, driving down the street honking her horn.
I wasn't driving down the street honking my horn.
Completely erratic behavior.
No, your behavior was erratic. It does not make sense to stand in the living room of a woman who you know would live in the house because you have demonstrated that you're not willing to leave when asked and stand up straight and be haughty and say, I have every right to be here. I can sleep here if I want to. That is erratic.
Leaving out the part that where you shoved
irrational.
Me while I was trying
it's
to help
also,
our children.
It is also irrational to go after a woman who is fleeing from you. But everybody I've told the story to has said that that made sense and that you should have recognized that I was scared of you and you should not be pursuing me.
I'm not pursuing you.
And you definitely should not.
Clearly anybody
that
says that it made sense is not present to see what was going on.
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
I don't want to talk about this. This doesn't make any sense to me.
But this means that you're not a safe person to be around. Just like it's not safe to be around your mom because she's going to tell a different story about what happened, it's not safe to be around you. Huh?
Not telling a different story.
Yes, you are. You're telling people that I tried to run you over with my car.
I'm not telling anybody anything about that.
You're lying. You're a liar. You're telling me that you didn't tell people that I tried to run you over with my car, and that's a lie. And it's a really bad lie.
I'm not telling anybody
now.
It's
a really dangerous lie. But it's too late, Dustin. It's already out there. Like, you're already not a safe person, and to have a conversation with you right now, and for you to still think that you weren't safe to leave your children with their erratic mother who tried to run you over with a car, I cannot ever be in the same room with you again. I cannot have you over to my house tomorrow. It is not safe. It is not safe.
I'm sorry that you feel
to
that
be
way.
Alone with
and
you
I'm sorry
and
that
take
you can't
the risk
see
of what
that
you
it
might
wasn't
say.
Safe to leave my children that night until you were able to calmly handle them.
I was extremely calm, but I needed you to go because I had told you
uncalm.
That I was scared. I was scared to be in a house that you would not leave when asked, and I asked you to leave, and you would not leave. That
you didn't ask me to leave. You shoved me while I was helping our children get there.
You're a liar. You're a liar. I did ask you to leave. You're a liar. You're a liar. You don't need to make up a lie and say that I didn't ask you to leave. That's a lie. Lying is wrong. It's bad, and you shouldn't do it.
Get out.
I asked you to leave.
I was taking our children's shoes off.
I know, but I had asked you to leave, and you knew that I was capable of taking our children's shoes off, and you knew that I was scared to live in a house.
I'm allowed to say goodbye to my children.
I needed the police to ask you to leave. But you had been with them for the
last
7 hours.
Please,
they're
not going to ask me to leave my own house, Aaron. That's not rational.
That's why I was scared to live here. That's why I continued living at the Logs after you moved to the McDonald's. Because I was scared that you're the kind of creep that won't leave a house that a woman has asked you to leave when she's scared of you. And it turns out, ding, 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 I was right. You are that creep. You are. You proved it, that you're that creepy that when a woman is scared of you and it's expressed in writing that she is scared, you live in a house that the police will not ask you to leave when she's asked you to leave and you won't listen, you're going to still stand there and assert your right to be there. Months later, damage done, you're going to continue to assert that right.
What?
You're the erratic one. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. To take that opportunity and say, she's scared of me, she's scared to live here, knowing that I might not leave when I'm asked to leave, and right now she's asking me to leave, and I know what I should do. I'm going to prove that I have a right to take my kids' shoes off. That'll show her. That'll show her. I own this. I own this. She doesn't own this.
You shouldn't have done that with the car. You shouldn't have made the children scared with the car.
You should not have approached the car. You should not have approached the vehicle. You did. 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 It doesn't even make sense that you could be in the house and I could try to run you over. That makes no sense.
I was on our front stairs.
That doesn't even make sense. How can I run over somebody who's on the stairs? You came all the way.
Coming at me with the car, Aaron. What?
How is the car going to go up onto the stairs, Dustin? It's a minivan, not a monster truck. You're not making sense. You came down off of the stairs. You came all the way to the window of my minivan.
Window was down the street, Aaron.
What?
All right. There is literally 0 point in us arguing about this.
Except that I have a right to understand that the man who is trying to trick me into trusting him again is actually willing to lie and say that I'm not safe to care for my own children, that I'm not able to be calm, that I'm erratic, that I try to run him over with a car, that I'm crazy, that I honk my horn up and down the street making a scene in front of my children. That's like none of that's okay.
That
and it is extremely
really
fruitful for me to know that your mind is still that
no
range.
There's no point in arguing about it because I'm not
there is,
trying
because
to...
Because I deserve to know how messed up you are and how badly you are out to destroy me
I'm
and always
up.
Have been and always will be. It is, my right to know that about you when you're asking me to put myself in the vulnerable position that you want me to be in with you. It is my right to know that.
All right. Well, I only want good things for you. I'm not going to give you whatever you want. There's no need for us to argue about this.
I think that that's not fair. I think that I deserve to know the truth about you.
I think that it's not fair that you're going to make me argue about it. Literally...
Ha ha ha. won't you just listen? Why won't you? I know, but the fact that you should not stay at the law residence when I've asked you to leave is something that you could learn from if you would just listen instead of arguing.
It leaves.
The fact that you should leave the law residence when Brianna asks you to, instead of turning to your husband and saying, I thought it was your house too, is something that you could learn if you would stop arguing about it. The fact that when a woman says, I'm scared to live in a house where your name is on the deed because you have shown that you're not willing to leave when asked, and I wouldn't have the legal right to ask you to leave. And when she asks you to leave, bow up, become haughty, and say, I have every right to be here. I can sleep here if I want to. You could learn something from that if you would stop arguing. The fact that when a woman runs away from you and is fleeing you because she's scared of you, you should not pursue her, is something that you could learn from if you would stop arguing. The fact that when a woman has tried to get away from you and she honks her horn when you're approaching her vehicle is evidence that she's scared of you and you should stop approaching, is something that you could learn from if you would stop arguing. The fact that it is really, really, really bad to go around telling people that your wife tried to run you over with a car when you created a crazy scenario with your own erratic behavior is something that you could learn from if you would stop arguing. I'm not here forcing you to argue. I'm here trying to give you information that would help you stop being a shitty husband if you would just listen.
like me, Erin.
What? What did you say?
What do you want from me? Why are we arguing?
I think it would be really great if you would not argue with me.
Okay, well then I'm not.
No, I mean you just did, and then you tried to blame me for arguing with you.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I'm not arguing with you.
You just did. You're doing it now.
No, I'm not.
You just did.
I'm not.
You're doing it now.
I'm not.
Are you trying to be funny?
No.
Well, are you trying to be funny?
No.
I don't understand.
What? You're saying I'm arguing with you, and I'm not.
But that's an argument.
Okay. So yes, I am arguing.
Wow. You've been spending too much time with David. That was unbelievable. Were you being serious or were you joking?
Curious.
Oh, Dustin. Dustin.
What?
That was really bad.
Why?
Because you were arguing with me about whether you were arguing with me.
I roll.
No, that's terrible. That's terrible because you're completely wrong. And you were actually asking me what I want from you, and I was actually saying that I don't want you to argue with me.
I wasn't.
Dustin, stop! It's not funny. Stop.
I did.
Stop! Have you thought any more about if you can trust someone else?
I
don't know. It's a totally irrational question to me.
Why?
Because I'm the person that controls my brain.
Yeah, but do you think that your brain is better than anybody else's on the planet?
No.
Do you think that there's like a hierarchy to it? Like you could rank everybody's brains from best to worst?
I don't know. But it doesn't matter.
What?
But it does not matter because I'm the person that has to pull the levers of my hands and feet.
Right. So you could pull the levers based on your own judgment, or you could just choose that you're going to pull the levers based on someone else's judgment. You could just choose that.
We pretend. What's up?
Huh? No, because your hands and feet would still be doing the movements.
Yeah, but everything has to pass your own judgment before your hands and feet move.
No. Your judgment could be that you're going to do what somebody else says, even if it's against your better judgment, and then do what the other person says. Because you've predetermined before even hearing what their judgment is. You've predetermined before even hearing what their judgment is that you're just going to act on whatever they say. And then you can do that.
I think that's impossible.
You could do it. That's called trust. It's called submission. I've done it for years. You've had a close-up view of what it looks like in practice. So you would never do that?
I don't know. I mean, as far as it's physically possible, I feel like I am doing it.
Yeah. All right. So when you went to a counselor before you went to Honey Lake in Jacksonville, your mom was actually communicating with them about your therapy also. You know what I'm talking about?
Set it up. Yeah,
no.
Set it up.
Yeah, but then she knew who it was, so she was able to communicate with that person directly. What was the message? Like she emailed and was having, she had Caitlin email you an article. She wanted you to read
that because Caitlin was supposed to send it to me. God.
So why'd your mom do it?
That was suicidal.
I don't understand.
That was suicidal.
Oh, you told your mom you needed the article from Caitlin?
Yeah.
And you weren't competent to reach out to Caitlin?
I wasn't going to.
And how is the article going to help you not kill yourself?
I don't.
What?
It wasn't about that.
What was it about?
Something to do with the symptoms of children of alcoholic parents.
who had alcoholic parents. What?
My neck hurts really bad.
Oh, I said who had alcoholic parents?
Oh, I said me.
Oh, who was an alcoholic?
Dad and Deb.
Oh. When they were in Minnesota?
My whole life, basically.
And that affected you?
Probably. I can't really remember the article very well. I'm sure I still have it. Had a meeting with her, though.
What?
Only had one meeting with her, though.
Yeah, I just don't understand why your mom got involved in getting her to email you something.
She was supposed to send it, and I never got it.
Yeah, but why are you on the phone with your mom talking about the fact that you needed an article about that? Then how did your mom know that you needed an article about...
She was there.
She was where?
With me.
She was there with you in person? And y'all were talking about the fact that you were affected by having an alcoholic dad? What?
No, I just asked her to reach out and get me the the article.
But why?
And it never did.
So, like, did your dad and Deb, like, neglect feeding you meals?
I don't know. Not when I was little.
So, did your dad and Deb, like, hurt you physically? What?
No. I mean, they drove drunk with me.
They what?
Drove drunk with me.
Oh. Did your dad and Deb give you alcohol to drink?
I think when I was a teenager, they might have given me one glass of wine at Thanksgiving.
So did your dad and Deb, like, molest you?
No.
Did they, like, rage at you and yell at you? What?
Not often.
Sorry. I guess what I was getting at is that if mom's going to pay for your mom's going to pay for your new counselor, that means she's going to know who your new counselor is. And if your mom's going to pay for our marital counseling, that means she's going to know who our marital counselor is.
Well,
and if she knows,
talk to her.
I know, but that means that she can send unwanted messages to them and unsolicited messages to them, not necessarily to be like a part of your care, but down the line when all of a sudden 3 years from now she wants to say she's worried about you because whatever, like she'll know who that person is.
You're still not going to talk to her though.
I know, but is that... You feel like it's safe for her to have that capability?
You know, unless I don't trust that person, but...
That's interesting because I trust my mom completely. And the fact that your mother has my mom's contact information is terrifying to me.
Why?
Because she could send my mom a message any day.
Yeah, but the difference to me...
It can do a lot of damage. She's proven that she can do a lot of damage. I think that you're not appreciating. I think that you're not appreciating how much damage she did to your care at Honey Lake.
I mean, they didn't pay any attention to her.
They might think that.
No, not think. I did not read her email.
You don't know that. You already apologized for telling me that in this conversation.
Okay. You're right. I don't know that. I just very strongly believe that.
Dustin, do you have any concept of how bad it is to tell people that your wife tried to run you over with a car?
Yeah.
Like, does that register on a scale of really evil things a husband can do kind of high in your mind?
I will never tell anybody that ever again.
I know, I'm just saying, I don't know if you feel the full weight of your sin. In a way that allows you to actually repent versus figure out what you need to do in order to get your wife back based on what she's telling you you have to do. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Do you feel like you've repented?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
When did that happen?
December. I don't know.
When you wrote me on our anniversary, you were still telling me that you didn't, that you genuinely thought your relationship with Julie was innocent the whole time you were arguing with us about it. You feel like you had already repented when you wrote me that anniversary letter?
I've already repented of that.
You're saying you repented
yeah,
of each thing at a different time? There was never a blanket repentance of wanting to turn from sinning against your wife?
Well, yeah. But, I don't have the letter in front of me, but I suspect what I was trying to convey in the letter, what that might be at the time of my relationship with Julie, was that it was innocent, which accurate. I'm not trying to tell you that it was.
No, but when you were doing it with Julie, you knew it was wrong while you were doing it, and you were feeling ashamed while you were doing it. And you were knowing it was, you were feeling ashamed while you were doing it with Julie, and you were feeling ashamed, like you needed to hide it from me when you were doing it with Julie. And you were feeling like it was important for, like, our friends and family to not know what you were doing with Julie. Like, you knew it was wrong. But you were choosing it because it felt really good. You still want me to believe different than what actually happened? What?
Yeah.
I said, are you still wanting me to believe that? Are you still wanting me to believe that you didn't know it was wrong while you were doing it? Yeah. Are you going to answer me? I can't hear you. Are you on a different microphone?
No.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hey, something was wrong with your microphone.
I said I don't want you to believe that it was innocent.
No, that you thought it was innocent.
I don't want you to believe that I thought it was innocent.
So right now you're willing to tell the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you understand that you were representing differently to me in that letter on our anniversary?
Dustin?
Yes.
That's good for you to recognize. You realize that that anniversary letter was dishonest and manipulative. And that you have to interpret my event, like my actions at that time, in light of the fact that you were sending me dishonest, manipulative letters.
Yeah.
Because you know, if the things that you were writing me were true about wanting to be a good husband, and you were actually acting in accordance with that by being honest with me, I would not have been divorcing you. Dustin?
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you had deluded a lot of people into thinking that I was divorcing you for unbiblical reasons.
I'm sorry.
And the truth is that in January, you were still actually unrepentant because you were using words to try to manipulate me into thinking that you had repented, but you were still lying to me.
Sorry.
Would it be helpful to you if Neil explained it to you?
What?
Would it be helpful to you if Neil explained it to you? Dustin?
What?
What are you doing?
Lying in bed.
Oh, okay. I said, would it be helpful to you if Neil explained it to you?
Sorry.
What?
No.
Okay. Did you tell CA that your mom offered to pay for your therapy and everything?
No. Want me to?
Oh, yeah, it's a good idea, don't you think?
Sure.
Oh, what did your mom say today? What?
Well, this is the day I told you that she called and cried.
Yeah.
say that, well, even though I kept telling her that we were just fine.
She tried to say what?
She tried to say that I wasn't telling her something about our meetings not going well, even though I hadn't said anything like that, so I had to keep telling her that we were fine.
See, I told you.
What?
I told you. I said I don't know how, but I know it's not safe to tell her that we have a meeting with CA. Why would you tell her that we are having a meeting with CA? I can't believe that you, after all this, you would still tell her that we have a meeting with CA. She's not a safe person to give information to because you don't know how she'll twist it around later. And there you have it.
So it went fine.
Yeah, but she's crying to you, telling you that she doesn't believe you, and you're clearly hiding something from her. And she's worried. She's crying, Dustin. That's stressful for you to have to listen to, right?
Yes.
So you understand she's using the fact that she has information about you against you. It's not a safe person to tell I have a meeting with CA. It's not a safe person to tell anything. You see in her letter to your counselors, she said that I called you on the phone to say that you assaulted my mom. And she said that she was standing right there and witnessed the whole thing, and she knows that you didn't. But then she asked you if you thought that you had assaulted her, and you said you weren't sure. How in the world does he allow someone to get him to question his own reality? Did you catch that when she did it? What?
I don't remember that.
Well, yeah, but you remember, I'm sure you remember the conversation with her where you told her that we were saying that, and I would call it, you know, battery, but that you would push my mom. And your mom told you that you had done no such thing? Dustin? What's wrong with your microphone?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
I'm in bed.
I know, but I think ever since you lied down, something's been wrong with your mic.
No, I've been lying down this whole time.
Oh. I said, do you remember your mom telling you that you had not pushed my mom?
Yeah, but I didn't push your mom.
Yeah, but you know I don't believe that for a moment. Because we're talking about my mom.
Okay. Mom said that I pushed her.
What?
I kind of.
What?
Tired.
What?
Tired.
What? What?
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If my mom says that you pushed her, There's just no way, Dustin. Right?
Wait.
What?
What?
I mean, just objectively speaking.
I don't recall pushing your mother, but I don't argue about it because I don't remember doing that. You're obviously not going to believe me.
But do you believe yourself? Over my mother?
Myself? Yes.
I mean, it's over my mother. My mom. My mom's going to make that up.
I don't know that she's making it up, honey. I think she's making it something that it's not, but I'm not.
What? Hello?
Hello.
So you're saying, like, you understand that you used your hand, and you understand that you extending your forearm caused a part of her body to move away from your body.
I don't know.
And you're just not sure whether her definition of the word push would match my mom's definition of the word push.
I think our definition would match. I just remember pushing her, but...
But you know reality isn't dependent on your memory.
That is true.
And you know that your mom is there as a witness. And is trying to tell you that I am capable of causing you to question your own reality. Like I'm the one who's psychologically dangerous. Can you see why I feel like she's not a safe person to be around?
No.
Honestly, I think you might have to be at the McDonald's longer than David.
I'm not going to have me here that long.
What?
I'm not going to be welcome here that long.
What?
I'm not going to be welcome here that long.
What?
I'm not going to be welcome here that long.
Oh, how long did they say?
I haven't. Well, it's not going to be that long.
Why do you say that?
Intelligence added by experience.
What? What?
I just do.
Why? They didn't tell you same as they told me?
What?
That you're welcome there as long as I say that you're showing a willingness to do the things I ask you to do to restore our marriage?
I can think that's the case if I take longer to get out of here than a kid school.
Why? Oh, you're saying you get out of there. You say you get out of there by me taking you back to live in our house?
What?
You're saying that they're not going to believe that you're working to restore our marriage if 2 years from now I still haven't taken you back into our house.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that they've told me that you're welcome at their house as long as I say that you're showing a willingness to do the things I'm asking you to do.
Okay. I'm just telling you that
I don't think they're going
to
take...
believe that if I'm still here 2 years from now.
I think they will. I think they'll
dreaming about that.
Well, they've never said to me that me taking you back into our house is evidence that you're doing what I ask you to do. What I'm asking you to do is live at the McDonald's for 2 years. Then evidence of you doing what I ask you to do is staying there. Right?
Okay. If that's what you're thinking, I think you better check in with them, because I highly doubt that that is what they had in mind.
Hi.
Hear me?
Yeah, I just don't think that they... Well, I don't know. I can do that. It meant a lot to me that you thanked me for divorcing you today. It meant a lot to me that you cared when I cried this evening.
Dad.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey.
Have you read through all the diagnostic criteria for personality disorders?
Nope.
Have you read through the diagnostic criteria for any of them?
Nope. They tried to get me to read through them, but I'm not them.
They tried to get you to read them? And why did you say no?
Why am I testing?
Did you tell them that you weren't willing to read them?
I didn't check them out.
So they knew you weren't listening to their advice to read?
I think it was.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if it was sincere advice or just trying to make a point that...
Who told you to read it?
Nathan, Megan... That's it.
Megan told you to read the diagnostic criteria and you didn't do it?
Yeah.
Are you being serious right now?
I don't think she was being sincere. She was just making a point that I didn't have an issue like that.
Are you sure she wasn't being sincere that you should read it?
Or no, but she didn't make me read it.
She what?
Not like she made me read it.
Well, it's not like she made you take medication. But you were supposed to be there to take her advice because you trusted it.
I did.
She advised you to read
Wait,
the diagnostic criteria.
Have...
Yeah, but she was advising you to read it. She was advising you to read it.
It wasn't
you don't
sincere.
Think she you don't think that she wanted you to read it.
Nothing.
Yeah, but did she say read it? Did she say read it?
She said we can read it and pulled out this 1,000-page book.
Yeah, and did you read it?
No. She wasn't being sincere. She was just saying there's nothing like that wrong with me.
So she pulled out the book, but she didn't actually open it up to the page to let you read it?
Correct.
What?
Correct.
And you told her you agreed with her?
No, I told her I was going to get testing done.
Oh, that was prior to your testing. Was she trying to talk you out of going to your evaluation?
No. She thought that would be the only way to convince me that I didn't have an issue.
So you were trying to convince her that you did have one?
Trying to find out if I did or not.
But you weren't giving her your opinion either way?
No. I didn't have an opinion either way.
Oh, you were just asking her?
Yeah.
And she said she knew because she had had a conversation with you?
She knew because she had had several conversations with me, and she's on my therapy team, and had all of those members. I think they were originally against me getting the testing, and what brought them over to my side, so to speak, was thinking that it would give me confidence that there wasn't anything like that wrong with me.
Hmm.
A lot of good it did me. I still don't have it.
It's pretty funny either way when you think about it, right?
Funny?
Like if you were the person who had in your hand evidence that somebody was not crazy, or if you were the person that had in your hand evidence that somebody was crazy and like withholding it and being like, we have to proofread it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild to think about that information existing and being withheld from you either way.
Yeah.
Are you being serious, though? Like, you didn't even read it?
No, I didn't read it. I was wanting to get testing done.
Is that why your attorney lined it up for you?
He didn't line it up for me. He just...
I thought you said he had to make the appointment because you couldn't make... I thought you said that he had to make the appointment because that person didn't see the general public.
He didn't have to make the appointment. I made the appointment, but I don't think they would see me if I didn't have that connection. Probably he could just call up and... And I could be wrong about that, quite honestly, but that's my impression of it.
You could be wrong about that.
I don't think so. When I called them, they only got interested in talking to me when I told them that I was referred by them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's
that's
like
weird.
Famous. So the girl that I saw in Jacksonville, that office is like affiliated with his office.
Yeah.
So when I went in and saw her, I was telling her that I was going to get that done. So she was asking me about it. I told her, well, I'm going to get the psych eval with Dr. Kropp.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, Oh, I'm sure you mean, you know, Dr. So-and-so. I was like, no. My understanding is it's supposed to be with Dr. Kropp. in Gainesville, but she had said, you so-and-so in Orange Park. But no, Dr. Kopp in Gainesville, and her jaw, like, about hit the floor, and she said, are you serious? You know he's famous, right? She got all, like, butterflies in her stomach crazy. She said, I've never met anybody that's gotten to see Dr. Kopp.
Wow.
I'll be so excited to see the report when it comes back.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, though, why your attorney would have that connection.
He deals with multi-millionaire clients usually, and that's basically why.
Good. I'm jealous.
You're jealous?
Yeah, I'm jealous.
It's pretty down to earth.
And your mom paid for it, or Jeff paid for it?
That I don't know.
All right, I know I said you can't tell your mom anything about me, but tell her you think I have a personality disorder and I need an evaluation.
Honestly, I think if you wanted to go see him, she would totally pay for that.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to?
Oh, I have to think about it. Let's wait till we get your report back, okay?
Okay. Oh, although he probably can't see you now that he's done mine, I bet.
Oh, why?
I don't know. We can ask.
What if you just get like a half page back? It's like, Dustin seems real nice.
I'll be mad. Taking him, what, 2 weeks? We've got to have something in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he record your conversation?
No.
Did he take notes?
No.
Do you think that he was, like, just asking you, like, a set list of questions? Or do you think that he was using your answers to guide what he would ask you next?
Yeah. He first asked me to tell him a narrative of everything and then ask further questions. And I mean, they gave me, like, 10 written tests that were all just standardized.
Yeah, I just meant the conversation part. I didn't know if the conversation part was like he had a list of questions he was asking you off the list of questions.
No.
Or if it was more like he was trying to clarify things that you said.
Yeah, definitely that.
Did you have sex with Megan?
You asked me, did I have sex with Megan?
That's what I asked you.
Oh. Why did you ask me that?
Because I don't understand how she thinks she knows you better than I do.
I don't think she thinks that. And what would sex have to do with that anyway?
Because I obviously know you better than she does.
Her husband works for the Church of 1122, whatever that is.
Oh, wow. What does he do?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, today was pretty awful.
Okay.
What?
Sorry. Try and do better tomorrow.
You said you're never going to tell somebody I tried to run you over the car again?
I did say that.
What?
Yeah.
And you said you'll leave anytime you're asked to leave?
Yeah.
You didn't do very good with that today, though. You know that, right?
Thought I did good with that.
You said why.
I was trying to help you with something, and it was just about to work. I'm sorry I said why.
Oh, I can't get into the Synology.
Why?
I don't know. The connection expired while my laptop was closed. Oh, never mind. Maybe I'm back in. With the login? The admin?
Admin and conference 4866 with the capital C.
Hey, Doug.
Hey.
You remember that day that you came over here and you were all huffy with my mom and you were telling her, don't touch my stuff?
Uh-huh.
When you were with your own mom earlier that day, was your own mom telling her that you didn't need to worry, about getting your stuff because your wife would never steal from you?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
It's like you were spending time with your own mother that day, right?
Yeah.
I just wonder, did your mom have any idea that you were planning on coming to pick up your camera equipment?
No, I wasn't planning on it until I found out that in addition to taking the network drive, you had taken my desktop computer. Stuff was starting to disappear.
So your mom had no idea that you were going to take your camera? So that was just like an emotionally charged, desperate action?
Sure.
And you were actually feeling scared that I was going to, like, steal your cameras or sell them and keep the money or something?
Well, that's a concern, and it's also just a concern not knowing where my belongings are. I left them in my office. And in the networking closet.
Yeah, I'm not talking about whether it's a concern. I'm just talking about it leading you to think that you need to get all your cameras and be mean to my mom.
Questions.
Hey, I guess this might be kind of obvious.
Huh?
You didn't actually read all the paperwork that you filed with the courts, right?
I guess not.
You just read some of it?
I don't know. I thought I read it all, but I just...
Did you read the request for additional documents?
Please.
What?
Probably.
So did you know that you had requested I submit pictures of items that were being stored off-site?
I don't know, honey. I don't remember.
What does it mean when it says the system partition failed?
Means that one of the hard drives is broken and that my data's probably gone.
Bummer. What do you want me to do about it?
Are you serious? That's why I didn't want that moved. I don't want you to do anything about it. Don't touch it. That's it. What else does it say?
What?
What else does it say?
Like under system health?
Yeah, where it says that it just partition failed.
File server, LAN 1, 192.168.0.26. Uptime, 12 hours, 6 minutes, 26 seconds and counting.
All right. Well, if only one disk failed, then I can just replace that disk and it'll be okay. But,
well, do you want me to go where it says LAN 1 and change that on the drop-down?
No. Don't change anything.
I was saying, like, maybe that's... Okay. You understand it says LAN 1 under system partition failed, right?
Yeah, that's...
But that's a drop-down menu, and I can pick LAN 2 or LAN 3 or LAN 4. You don't want me to?
If it's only one hard drive, then the data is probably okay, and I'll just have to replace that hard drive. But whatever physically happened to the network drive that caused that hard drive to fail very well. In which case, I'm going to be hosed.
Why?
Because it's only redundant to lose one hard drive.
Yeah.
If more than two hard drives, or if two hard drives are damaged, then I'm losing all of my data.
Yeah.
Just don't touch it or breathe on it or anything.
You mean the box, right?
Yeah, but don't change anything. Don't do anything.
You mean on the box, right?
Yeah.
Well, I hate to say it.
What?
I think you did it.
I think I did what?
I don't know yet.
I think I did something that you don't know yet?
Yep.
What does that mean?
I don't know yet.
What?
What?
Why did you say I think you did it?
Because that's what I think.
It did what?
I said I don't know yet.
Are you considering that I did?
What?
Why did you say that if you don't have anything that you think I did?
I just have to figure it out. What's a PFD?
PFD?
No, PSD.
Papa Delta?
No, Papa Sierra Delta.
SD is a picture.
Do you want to tell me what you did?
The what?
Do you want to tell me what you did?
I did what? Yeah.
I don't know.
If you send me a wrecking my own files, I would not do that.
Oh, why'd you go straight to that?
You're accusing me of doing something, and you're looking at my hard drive and telling me it says I have wrecked files. That's obviously upsetting to me.
So are you admitting it?
I'm admitting that I wrecked my own files? No, Aaron, I'm telling you that you moving the hard drive physically damaged one of them, and it's now recording that, and it's putting my data at risk.
Say that again.
Moving the network drive
mm-hmm.
physically damaged one of the hard drives, and that's what it's okay. recording. I
okay.
didn't move the hard drive. You did.
You moved it too.
I didn't.
I think you did.
Can you hold for a minute?
Okay.
All right, I'll be back in just a minute.
Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. If I look up the, what is it called? Diagnostic criteria for a personality disorder, will you tell me if you have it? Huh?
Going to diagnose myself.
You're not going to tell me if you think the criteria matches you, though?
I'll try.
What?
I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, you don't want to?
Okay. Not really.
Okay. Okay.
I'm kind of ready to go to sleep.
What?
I'm ready to go to sleep, to be honest.
Oh. You're mad at me? So you don't want me to pick land 2 from the drop-down?
No.
Why?
I don't want you to change anything on there and ruin my data.
I don't think that you should ever speak to me that way again. I think you should apologize for what you just did.
Sorry.
How many drives do you have?
What?
How many drives do you have?
Forget.
What?
I forget. I don't know.
How do I know if it's done copying?
You gotta go in the hyper backup program and see how much percent.
In the hyper backup?
Yep.
Then how do I know if it completely deleted the readiness?
Well, while it was leaving, so there was an icon at the top that was scrolling. I would say it's
okay. Gotcha. And can I look at all the data that has backed up from the Synology so far?
Probably, but it might slow it down.
Is that's what's available in the file station?
Well, if you go to the file station, the USB drive will be one of the things in there.
Under file server?
Well, the USB drive or whatever.
The what?
USB something. You go to the USB thing?
No. Oh, USB share one?
And I think the folder is file server.
File server one?
Yeah.
About that. What?
I have to pee, and I think I'm going to go to bed.
What?
I have to go pee, and then I think I'm going to go to bed.
What?
I have to pee, and then I think I'm going to go to bed.
This is unusual. I'm actually hearing the I think I'm going to go to bed part, but I'm not hearing the first part.
I have to pee, and then I'm going to go to bed, I think.
Oh, did you say I have to pee?
Yeah.
Is that what you said every time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hope we can see each other tomorrow.
Well, we'll definitely see each other in the evening, right?
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Do you want to get together during the day?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
I love you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.